You see a friend and you want to greet him. You ask about his health. You say, hello, and...
How are you feeling?
And you want to be a bit more formal about this, and you see you meet a stranger, and instead of saying, hello, and how are you feeling, you say to him, you're introduced to him, you say, oh, how... would you say?
How are you coming along?
No, you've never met this person before. You want to be rather formal about it. So you say, hello, or what do you say?
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you. Would you say, how do you do?
Yes.
How do you do? How do you do? Or what? How would you say?
How do you do?
Okay. Now, on December 25th, you'd probably greet somebody by saying, what?
Merry Christmas.
Sure. Now, you have a visitor in your house and you want that visitor to come back again sometime, you say, please.
Call again.
Now, on January 1st, you'd greet somebody by saying...
I say Happy New Year.
And, if you got a gift for Christmas, which you admired very much, you might wonder how much it
costs.
And if you're hunting around here and you say, hunting's not what it used to be. Animals are getting...
scarce.
And you get your second notice from the phone company. You haven't paid your bill. And that tells you that your bill is...
overdue.
Happened to me once. You belong to a club and you have to pay every month they charge you your to a club
dues.
Okay. Andrew, if I need a tool and I don't have it, I'm apt to go to my neighbor and do what? I don't have the tool, he does. I'm apt to go to him,
borrow it.
Okay. And you don't remember any word for taking the sled and coasting on the sled down a hill or something. Jumping on. You take your sled and go run and jump on it head first. No word for that. This is the younger generation thing. Do you remember any words for that?
Belly flop.
Belly flop? And what is that the same as yours?
Oh,
belly flop. You're from around here? You are.
Yeah.
But you're from Indiana.
Southern Indiana.
Well, it's pretty common. We say belly flop, I think, in Ohio, or belly whack, one or the other. Now, a child puts his head down on the floor and flips over. It's called a what?
Somersault.
And you want to get to the other side of the river, and there's no bridge, so you have to...
swim across.
So you might say, then, yesterday I...
swam across the river.
Okay. I drowned myself. you jumped on the springboard and into the water.
Dived in?
He went up to the tree and...
climbed up?
You might say that often I have up the tree.
Crawled up.
Or same words before. Often I have...
climbed up.
Right. To pray, she
folded her hands and kneeled down.
And if you're tired, you want to go to the couch and or go to the bed and
lay down.
And yesterday, you might say, yesterday I didn't get up, I just
overslept.
Or in bed all day. I just in bed all day. I just did what in bed all day? I just wasn't asleep. I just was too
late in bed all day.
Okay. And you might say that last night I
dreamt.
I don't know why when I do that I always get the right response. I don't know what I use it every time.
I had a dream.
Yeah. That's exactly what I wanted.